Before 7 o'clock here. Shelter Gale is coming up any second, and just want to mention that that was kind of fun to hear Aretha singing at the end of alternative radio. That's really something special when it's not, and I'm blanking out the name of the violin quartet that does David's theme for alternative radio there. At any rate, my name's Leslie Lomas, and I'm sitting in for Carl Cumley tonight on Shelter Gale, your program of Celtic music and culture. So, and we'll start with, unfortunately, the weather of the day had an influence on what I'm going to be playing tonight. So, starting out right now here with the Boys of the Loch and the Cold Nights of Winter.
January man, he walks the road in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still shakes the snow from off his hair and blows his hands. Oh, the man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring, and hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand, and grins at each newcomer. And in July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks on being idle. The August man in thousands takes the road to watch the sea and find the sun. September man is standing near to saddle up and lead the year, and autumn is his bridal. And the man of New October takes the reins, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and rain and snow and mist and winter gale. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. And the January man comes round again in woolen coat and boots of leather, to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. Oh, the January man is here for starting each and every year along the road forever.
Well, as you can tell, I've been a bit inspired by the weather in my music choices tonight. we started out there with the Boys of the Lock, a couple of tunes called "The Cold Nights of Winter," "De Blue Yow," and "De Spirit o' Whiskey," and that's from their CD called "Midwinter Night's Dream." And then we heard Martin Carthy. It's from a box set, I think, and so the CD is called, this particular CD in the box is called Carthy Contemporaries, and we heard January Man. And I think, okay, not sure who wrote that. So, January Man, sung by Martin Carthy. And you're listening to Shelter Gale, and unfortunately, just a couple more winter songs. It occurred to me just as I was on my way over here, like, I should have picked a whole bunch of summery, sunny songs, but I didn't think of that until I was already out in the cold with all my CDs with me. So anyway, a couple more, starting here with Archie Fisher singing "The Terror Time," about winter for the traveling people.
The heather will fade and the bracken will die. Streams will run cold and clear, and the small birds will be gone.
and it's then you will be known that the terror time. And war will you fight? And know that the works are done, and the fair mar doesna need ye, and the coonsel winna heed, and the terror time. And the trees, they are bare. Snow's lying all around, and the children, they are crying for the bed on which they're lying is frozen. Sight of you's abandoned, and the police they soon are sending, and you're on your own again. Thank you.
Well, we finished there with Colcannon from their CD St. Bartholomew's Feast, a tune called The 3rd of January. So don't get confused, it's not the 3rd of January, it just sort of feels like it. And we started the set with Archie Fisher singing The Terror Time, and that's from his album called Archie Fisher. And so there's sort of a wintry theme going on here, but and the Colcannon was fun because Mike's playing his bass with a bow and sort of gets to be in front part of the time, and that's kind of fun because the bass doesn't usually get to do that. So, well, let's have a. Oops, let's have one announcement here and then get back to the music.
Schultegel is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
And if that voice sounds familiar and you think that's who should be on the air tonight, that is Carl Cumley making the announcement about Celtic Connection. And I am sitting in for him tonight. I think he got delayed by the weather. So, and my name's Leslie Lomas, and it's always my pleasure to be able to come in and substitute on Schultegel. And we did a little bit of wintry stuff there, and then I got inspired by that Martin Carthy CD with the January Man on it. There's another song called History Lesson, so I thought I'd do a couple of things that are sort of like history lessons. And in the middle, I've got, for a tune, I've got Midwinter Waltz queued up, so we're still not going to be able to get away from this winter stuff. But in the meantime, here is Martin Carthy with History Lesson.
History lesson, it's time to remember. Time to remember the deeds of the great. Please pay attention, don't let your minds wander. Daydreams and playtime can wait.
Black the minnows that swarm in the water. White the butterfly flits in the sun. Red the blossom and pink the magnolia. History lessons begun.
Joan of Arc ended up as a cinder. Henry VIII did for two of his wives. Wish I could dive in the pond where the ducks are having the time of their lives.
Red the blood on the axe of the headsman. Black the stake and the bodies that burn. White the face of the priest and the hangman. These are the facts you must learn.
It paid a packet to patch out an empire. Drake bowled the Spaniards out first ball. Just want to lie in the sun by the water, down where the rushes grow tall.
Red the lines of Wellington's army. White the ensign where Nelson held sway. Crimson the cavalry Marlborough commanded. History's heroes are they.
Which scrap of paper began the big bundle? Which umbrella brought peace in our time? Questions and answers dissolve in the sunshine. Wait for the school bell to chime.
Green the gas as it gutters the trenches. Black the smell of the smoke from a gun. White
the pain of a bombshell exploding, history lessons begun.
History lesson, please try to remember. Try to remember the deeds of the great. Theirs was the power, the glory, the honor. They were the chosen of fate.
Black the minnows that swarm in the water, white the butterfly flits in the sun, red the blossom and pink the magnolia, history lesson is done.
In 1649, 'twas in George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the lands. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of great who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroying their corn. They were dispersed, only the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. The earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the order came to cut them down.
turning of the century, I was a lad of five. Me father went to fight the Boers and never came back alive. Me mother had to bring us up, and no charity she did seek. So she rubbed and scrubbed and scraped along on 7 and 6 a week. At the age of 12, I left me school and went to get a job. With grown-up kids, me ma could do with the extra couple of bob. I knew that longer schooling would have stood me better stead. But you can't afford refinement when you're struggling for your bread. When the Great War started, oh, I didn't hesitate. I took the Royal Shilling and I went to do me bits. We fought in blood and sweat and mud 3 years or thereabouts, till I copped some gas in Flanders and was invalided out. When the war was over and we'd settled with the Hun, we went back to our cities, for we thought the fighting done. But we would bring the datum, we soon were out of work. For soon we had to fight for the right to go to work. In 26, the general strike had found me on the streets. Be then I had a wife and kids, their needs I had to meet. But the brave new world was coming and the brotherhood of man. But when the strike was over, we were back where we began. I struggled through the 30s, out of work now and again. I saw the black shirts marching and the things they did in Spain. But I brought me kids up decent and showed them wrong from right. But Hitler was the lad who came and showed them how to fight. Me daughter was a land girl, she got married to a Yank. Me son, he got a gun for stopping one of Rommel's tanks. He was wounded near the end of the war and convalesced in Rome. He married a nighttime nurse and never bothered to come home. Me daughter writes me every week a cheerful little note about the colour telly and the other things she's got. She's got a son, a likely lad, he's just turned 21. But now I hear he's been called up to fight in Vietnam. Now we're on the pension and it doesn't go too far. Not much to show for a life that's been like one long bloody war. When I think of all the wasted lives, it makes me want to cry. I don't know how we'll change things, but by Christ we'll have to.
Yeah, not the greatest quality on that Christy Moore recording, but it's such a great song. I don't know if he ever did a better studio recording of that, but this is what came with this box set I got of Christy Moore stuff, and that's called The Old Man's Song. And, yeah, so there was sort of a history theme to that set. Started out with Martin Carthy, the CD is Carthy Contemporaries, and it's called History Lesson, and then I noticed it was by Leon Rosselson, so I had to play the Leon Rosselson song that was Dick Ochten singing it, called The World Turned Upside Down. That's on Gauchin's album called Handful of Earth. And then another little bit of winter tunes, again from Boys of the Lock, Midwinter's Night's Dream. And the tune we heard was A Midwinter Waltz. And then finished up there again with Christy Moore, The Old Man's Song. And here's one quick public service announcement that looks like it might be something interesting and a little bit out of the ordinary, sort of speaking of history stuff. In the Longmont Public Library, let me see what the date is. It's off the screen. Okay, so this is Thursday, tomorrow. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., Longmont Public Library, a talk called The Backside of History. Archaeologist Rebecca Schwendler will discuss excavating a 19th century outhouse in Colorado. and you can call 303-651-8472 for more information. But that sounds like it could kind of be a fun evening. Again, that's tomorrow, 7 p.m., Longmont Public Library, The Backside of History. So, enough history for one set. And let's see, I think I've got Cole Cannon queued up next. Nothing to do with history or anything else. Just while I was playing their CD, I love the song The Confession, so we'll hear a tune and then that song. And I meant to announce they'll be doing a concert at the Boulder Public Library Thursday, February 17th, Tuesday, February 17th, 1 p.m. at the Boulder Public Library. It gives the address 1001 Arapaho. That's the main library, I assume. Yeah. So that's Cole Cannon, Tuesday, not Thursday, like I said, February 17th, 1 in the afternoon at the main branch Boulder Public Library. And so right now, another couple, a tune and a song, again from Cole Cannon from their CD, St. Bartholomew's Feast.
Church it was busy with pew after pew of the faithful in line to be shriven, down on their knees doing laps of the beads that their sins be absolved and forgiven. And in the confessional, Father O'Rourke saw humanity stripped at the core, a had a word with the boss, made the sign of the cross, and admonished them, go sin no more. Well, after an hour of sin upon sin and dollops of perfect contrition, the door had clicked open and an old man walked in and assumed the confession position. This white-haired old fella, as old as the hills, 90 if he was a day, his face wrinkled and creased, he looked up at the priest and said, Father, I've something to say. I'm a very old man, I'll be 91 years come the next 14th day of November, and all of me life I've been through to me wife, as far as I seem to remember. In a fit of great madness 3 nights ago, God knows what I thought I was doing, I slept with 2 teenage cheerleaders at once and brought them both to their ruin. Well, Father O'Rourke didn't know what to say, but this old man had made an impression. His voice level and calm, well, he looked at your man and said, when were you last at confession? It's me very first time, the old man replied, I've not been to confession before, for I've been a Protestant all of me life, at least till I walked through that door. Well, Father O'Rourke was a great deal confused, and he said, look, there's something amiss. If you've been a Protestant all of your life, why are you telling me this? The old man just beamed a broad, wicked leer. In the darkness his little eyes glistened. Well, Father, says he, with a voice full of glee, I'm telling anybody who'll listen.
Yeah, well, that one, I thought I'd just do that little Colcannon set by itself, since it's a little hard to find a theme quite related to that subject. So anyway, again, that was from their CD, St. Bartholomew's Feast, and in a minute. Yeah, first we heard the tune, The Wife of Riley's Brother. And then that song was called The Confession. And I was trying to take a quick look to see. let's see. Okay, it looks like written by Mick Bulger. So that's as I suspected. So anyway, that was Colcannon, The Confession. And once again, Colcannon is going to be giving a concert at the Boulder Public Library Tuesday, February 17th, 1 p.m. And so that should be loads of fun. Okay, stay tuned for Musica Mundi coming up at 8. But right now, you are listening to Sheltegale. I'm Leslie Loma, substituting for Carl Cumley tonight. And coming up, let's see what we've got here. Music by Sean Doyle from The Light and the Half-Light. And we're going to hear his song, The Hawk and the Crow. And I think do some other little things about birds and rabbits, maybe. So anyway, here is Sean Doyle. The CD is called The Light and the Half-Light. This is John Doyle's father, probably, you know, one of those CDs that I got it and I just couldn't stop listening to for about 6 months. And so we are going to hear The Hawk and the Crow.
Said the hawk unto the crow one day, why do you in mourning stay? I was once in love, and I proved slack, and ever since I wear the black. But me write a diddle, write a diddle, write a diddle dum, write a diddle, write a diddle, write a diddle dum. I was once in love, and I proved slack, and ever since I wear the black. Then up spoke the willy wagtail, I was once in love, and I did prevail. I was once in love,
and I did prevail, and ever since I wag my tail. Whip me right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum, right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum. I was once in love, and I did prevail, and ever since I wag my tail. The next to speak was the little brown thrush. She was singing high in yon holly bush. The way to woo, I have heard them say, is to court all night and sleep all day. With me right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum, right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum. The way to woo, I have heard them say, is to court all night and sleep all day. And the last to speak was the tiny wren. Do you know what I'd do if I was a man? In case that one might wriggle and go, I would wear two strings upon my bow. With me right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum, right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum. In case that one might wriggle and go, I would wear two strings upon my bow.
And if all young ladies my spinneys. Sing clearly, sing clearly. Now fly not to me. Not a brush should I part with, for 10 golden guineas, nor barter a blackbird for a pearl on the sea. I'd love them so dearly, so late and so early, and you sing well from me to you.
Of December, one fine winter's day, to the hills of Dromine I chanced for to stray. I was feeding on the green grass that grows on yon ground, when me heart was set a-beaten by the cry of the hounds. With me right tally-ho, harkie over hi-ho, harkie over cried the huntsman, harkie over hi-ho. They They hunted me up and they hunted me down. The bold huntsmen all scattered on my trail, said the hounds. Over highlands and lowlands and moorlands also, over hedges and ditches like the wind I did go. With me right tally-ho, harky over hi-ho, harky over, cried the huntsman, harky over hi-ho. There was Ringwood, there was Rouser, they gave me a close brush, but they soon found me hiding, 'twas in a rush bush. For better or worse, now I know I must die, but I'll do my endeavour these hounds to deny. With me right tally-ho, harky over hi-ho, harky over, cried the huntsman, harky over hi-ho. Man to end all me strife, saying, let the hare down, give her favour for life. Would it not be far better you killed her in or the fox, for he stole all your chickens, fat hens and game cocks. With me right tally-ho, harky over hi-ho, harky over, cried the huntsman, harky over hi-ho. So now I must die, and I know not my crime, for the value of sixpence I ne'er harm mankind. No, I ne'er was brought up for to rob or to steal, unless for the grabbing of some tops of green kale. With me right tally-ho, harky over hi-ho, harky over, cried the huntsman, harky over hi-ho. With me right tally-ho, harky over hi-ho, harky over, cried the huntsman, harky over hi-ho.
Irvine and Paul Brady playing Fred Finn's reel in the background there. I was hoping to squeeze in the Plains of Kildare, but next time we'll have to wait for that one. So at any rate, let's see. We started that set with Sean Doyle from his CD The Light and the Half Light. We heard The Hawk and the Crow, and then we heard from Archie Fisher from the CD Will You Gang Love, we heard blackbirds and thrushes. And in between, we heard a music set from a collection of Scottish stuff called Borderlands, which is a wonderful collection. Silly Wizard playing Athol Braze and the Drunken Piper. And then we heard again from a lot of stuff. I just kept playing stuff from this Boys of the Lock CD, A Midwinter Night's Dream, because this seems to suit the weather. And what we heard there was the Hare's Lament. So anyway, my name's Leslie Holmes. I'm sitting in for Carl Cumley tonight. And Shelter Gale, going to fade out Andy Irvine and Paul Brady there in the background. And it's been my pleasure to be with you tonight. And it is 8 o'clock, and you are listening to community-powered radio KGNU in Boulder and Denver at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and around the world online at kgnu.org. And right now, stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
You're listening to Musica Mundi, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and KGNU.org on the web or afterfm.com. And thank you for joining in today's Musica Mundi. And it is the first Wednesday of February. I can't believe January is over already. Well, February is a big month. It's a big Black History Month, February. And today, kind of going to be playing music, going to be covering music from the Caribbean and Africa. Of course, if you have any comment or request, the phone number to reach me is 303-442-4242 or on the email dj@kgnu.org.
Ah, yes, whole population of our little nation is not a lot.